Well, there is a minister that is responsible for parastatals. I think it's Gordon Moyo. And he has already done a lot of studies and published a number of papers around rectifying the situation. But the going theory is that Zimbabwean taxpayers can no longer afford to subsidize ZANU-PF corporation. So it's unjustified tax and liability. We have always said that Zimbabwe is playing to the whims of politicians. The board is political. The management is political. So it is important that instead of blaming Tendai-Biti, this company is unbundled and the private sector participates in its recovery. What we know is that ZANU-PF, for the past 30 years, they've been surviving on plundering national resources. Now, there is a new government arrangement, the tripartite agreement. It does not give ZANU-PF a blank check access to national resources. These they have to lend. So it doesn't matter how much they complain. Zimbabwe should never be sustained by taxpayers.